And I was doing my practice. I do the walking practice when everyone else is doing the walking practice. And I was doing, I am available, I step into knowing awareness. I am available, I step into knowing awareness. And that went on for maybe 10 minutes. And then I suddenly had an insight arise. And I often say on retreats that one of the values of the walking practice is sometimes they bring insight that you would think would be coming in the sitting, but the movement somehow moves, the energy moves the mind that allows insight to arise. And so I had a what I would call a liberating insight, one of the insights of the Buddha, and it reminded me of 35 years ago, maybe 37 years ago, being on a retreat with Joseph Goldstein and Sharon Salzberg, where I was sleeping with a group of 10 men on these tables where there were their dining room tables, and they had put big boards across them all because there was this excess demand of people wanting to come to this retreat. And you had to, if you were a late signer up, or you had to agree to sleep on this table. It's the sort of thing that you'll do at a base camp or something if you're mountain climbing. And that retreat, this was very early on in my practice. I was doing my walking practice, and I had a liberating insight came, something that really caused me to alter the various things in my life. And again, it was out of nowhere. So I register this for you sticking with this idea of being available, that when there's sincerity in our walking practice, and we can't always be sincere in our walking practice. It's just not, we're not always sincere in our sitting practice. But our direction, our integrity, and our dignity is that as best we're able, we are available to really do the walking practice. We're available to really do the sitting practice. What happens, like I was saying in that previous meditation, you can't control the result. You're not practicing the results. You're practicing practice in a way that creates the conditions where that which we would deem to be most helpful, most skillful, most wholesome to arise. And so, and this is the very thing that happened to me. I was quite sincere in my walking practice this morning. I was best I was able, and I had other mind thoughts because of the role I'm playing. But I over and over again returned to the practice, and with just no expectation. I was not feeling well. The other day, on Friday evening, I had a wonderful practice, a wonderful walking practice. But this was not like a wonderful walking practice. I didn't feel totally aligned. I was not that. It was that sincerity, that experienced innocence that was doing the practice. Are you following this in terms of a narrative? And out of nowhere, this insight came that was something I will now work on for I don't know how long. It brought information, questions, and an understanding. And again, I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't practicing insight. You can't practice insight. But the very sincerity, this experienced innocence, our enthusiasm because we are available. It's wholesome, and so the enthusiasm enthusiasm is genuine. And these are the kinds of qualities that we are cultivating, because that we can do. And then what happens is not our business. How many hours have I done walking meditation? It'd be hard to really take a long time to count up. But that's just the showing up. That's just being available.